Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because the scam was so good that, you got to hear this one. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Morning Kick, Chuck Norris, but let's get right into it. TV personality Andy Cohen, he is the guy that invented the Real House Gags of Orange County. This is where it all started, right here. Real Housewives of Orange County. Anyways, Mr. Cohen is the one that invented that. And also you have Atlanta, New York, Dallas, Pluto, all that stuff. And this guy has made a fortune, having these shows, these reality shows. Well, one thing that happened last month was he was at home and he gets a text message from his bank that said, "We want to talk to you about potential fraud on your checking account." So he immediately starts clicking on things, and they said, "Call this number." So he called the number, and they said, "We want to verify your account, and we want to verify to make sure that these charges are valid. Did you do this charge?" He said, "No, I did not do that charge." So it got him, interested in this. Now, what the scammers did that was absolutely brilliant was, when he got on the phone, he felt real stupid after it was all said and done because he gave out the password to his online banking, which you should never do. Okay? Now, I've reached out to 3 different banks just to say, "Hey, tell me how this works with you guys." And they've all told me the same thing. We would never ask for your password for your online banking. What Bank of America told me was that they will send you a text to make sure you're holding your phone in your hand. Which is very simple because what phone is on your account? You would know that. What phone is on your checking account? Okay. So, okay, do you have that phone handy? Yeah. Let us send you a text message to that phone. And the thing about Mr. Cohen's problem that made it bad was it looked like it was coming from the bank. So, okay, problem solved, sir. It looks like we got the bad guys. Don't worry about it. Now, what these people did was double down. And you can see the story because he went on the Today Show to talk about this. And to give you an idea, guys, where I'm at in Newport right now, that is the Blue Water Grill, which is absolutely famous. That's the cannery, which has not been good since I was a kid, but people still go there all the time. And this is one of those, boat areas where people come and it's just the end of the bay. And you've got, the other side of me. There's Lido Isle and all those places, but just a beautiful spot today. But this is one of the public docks. And again, based on the color of the dock, it'll tell you how long you can tie up here. The green zone, to give you an idea, like that green area, it says is 3 hours. So there's a little guide that's on the wall. But what happened with Mr. Cohen that was bad was that the bank, he gets another text message and then gets a phone call from his bank that impersonated his bank. And the worst part about this was he was like, "Oh gosh, I got to answer this." So he answers it and says, "Listen, we're concerned about this and we want you to go through and log into here, here, and here and verify these charges." So they opened up his online banking and said, "Did you go to this restaurant? Did you buy this? Did you have this online purchase? Yes, yes, yes." So his trust is, to here. He's totally high on it. But what they were doing is just making him feel better. And then all of a sudden, he sees notification on his phone that says call forwarding. And he's like, "What's that?" And she goes, don't worry about that. Just ignore that." And what it was they were spoofing him and forwarding the call. And they took, it sounds like hundreds of thousands of dollars out of his account. But the point was, he will not say how much it was, but the guy's super wealthy. And the problem with this is that you all have to be ready for this. But the scam was so sophisticated and so good, and it made it look like the bank. So I am telling you guys, I have had so many people reach out over the last 30 days and told me how they were the victims of different potential scams and online scams. If anybody reaches out to you from the bank, call the bank. Pull up your customer service number and call the bank directly. Don't rely on what they send you because it's bad and it could potentially be a complete disaster and ruin everything, and you could lose everything. It's that simple, okay? But they're getting so much better. Now, they want to land the big fish. They don't want to land, the peasants that are working you know, an hourly wage job that have $50 in their bank, which they will take, and there's scammers that will do that, but they want to bag Andy Cohen. That's what they want to bag. So, you know, absolutely terrible. But the thing about this that was so wild, and when you see the story below, just watch it, because it's absolutely very good, and it shows you the sophistication of this. It shows you the level that they went to cheat this guy out of money. But I really don't feel like, wow, I really think you'd feel it was safe until the call forwarding thing came up. But the problem with it is that they initiated wire transfers on his account. So that's transferring money. Once the wire transfer is gone, it's not like an online purchase that somebody goes to the cannery and uses your card and steals it and goes to a nice restaurant and eats it and spends a couple $100. Ha, ha, ha. You can stop that. You can't stop a wire transfer. It's gone. And then the account that they sent it into, they close the account. Here's the thing about this. It's so difficult to open up a bank account. For those of you that follow the channel, you've followed these instructions and you've been told what to do and how you should have multiple bank accounts. But as you do this, it's not difficult. It's not something that takes 5 minutes and then these people go out. So they scam this guy and then immediately shut the account down. So they couldn't transfer it. But who opened up that account? How do you have the IDs? How do you have the address? How do you have the verification of employment and everything that you need right now? Or just the fact that you're who you say you are. How do they do that and then scam this guy the way that they did? It's absolutely unbelievable. So let me know what you guys think about this. Share your thoughts on this stuff because I was blown away by this one. But take a look at it. But again, the scam was that good. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. You know, Chuck Norris is over 80 years old now, and he is in great shape. He has a regimen and things that he takes that make it so that he can work out longer, he has more energy, and it is something that he has attributed to making himself feel like he's in his 50s when he's in his 80s. If you go to chuckdefense.com/Dan, use the link below to check it out. He made a video for us where he can show you what he does. His wife has taken this, and she said she feels 10 years younger. But you have to look at what guys like this are doing. How do they have more energy? How they sleep? How they don't have joint pain? How a guy like this can work out the way that he does on a regular basis is unbelievable. But look at what Chuck Norris has done. Go to chuckdefense.com/Dan. And again, look at what he's doing and check out his video below. Use the link, check it out today, but look at chuckdefense.com/Dan to see what Chuck Norris is doing right now. Now, the economy is a real problem as we enter 2024. And with the problems in the Red Sea right now, Volvo just stepped forward to get themselves in front of this. But again, I think that they had a problem before this. Because of the Red Sea issue, they cannot get drive shafts, okay? So you're going to have delays in getting your Volvo delivered and your Volvo built. You know, these houses they're building on the water. So what's next? What's next? Now, Citibank just announced this morning that they are going to get rid of 20,000 jobs in the next couple of years. Wow, 20,000 jobs. You haven't seen the layoffs come that are anticipated for 2024. There's going to be massive layoffs, unlike anything that we thought we'd ever see. You know, we just talked about, oh, there's going to be layoffs coming. Yeah, there's going to be layoffs coming. They're going to be huge right now. So there's that. The next thing is, you know, this restructuring with the banks. We're starting to see that they had their worst, Citibank had their worst quarter in the last 10 years. Terrible, guys. Terrible. But is it all going to be good? Is it all going to be great when the smoke clears? And will they be a better bank? Or is that the bank you bail on right now? That's the question. Do you stick around with somebody like this that's going through a restructure period? Or do you get out of there now? That's on you. That's on you. You know, Frazier, the lady, the CEO, she's telling us how, Jane Frazier, how everything's going to be great. And, you know, she's going to turn this place around. But you're going to have to fire 20,000 people to do it? That's nuts. Here in California, you know, you have travel areas. Highway 101 is, a destination site. You've got the, you can go to wine country. You can go through from, L.A. up through Ventura, Santa Barbara, places like that. But one restaurant that has been around for 100 years is Anderson's Pea Soup, which I never understood the fascination of this place. I never liked it. I never thought it was great. I never sat there and, as a kid, I liked me pea soup thick and chunky, and I want chunks of ham that, they're just huge. Okay? This place was liquidy, wet pea soup, which we would stop at with my parents and different times in travel, but it was one of those places on the side of the road. Just closed. Abruptly. Goodbye. We're done. I'm in the warehouse area down in Newport Beach. It's kind of cool, but I want to show you guys something that you don't get to see very often. So you're going to see more restaurants like this go down for the count. And the last time I was there was Lisa and I went there in August of 2021. We went to Anderson's, and or 2022, pardon me. We went there and we stayed in Buelltown and went to the Sideways Hotel where they shot that movie, and we went to the Sideways restaurant and went to the Ostrich Farm, for those of you that remember that. But, done down for the count. You're going to see this happen more and more and more. Right? So let me show you something and get away from this noise. Did you guys get our latest email? Because it went out. And if you're on the list, check your spam filter, because a good one just went out. But Rob commented on that, and he said, I want to talk to you, Dan, about setting goals and resolutions and things like that. But if you write down your goals, you have a 42% better chance of achieving those goals, which is great advice, and I wanted to share what Rob sent us. This is wild, because on this side of Newport Beach, you've got those boats that are stored like that. Now, those are people's boats. Those aren't for sale. Those are boats like that. Could you imagine your boat is dry docked like that, lifted up, craned over, and set down? Oh, you're in the second row. You want to take your boat out? How much of a headache is that? And what does that cost to do? So I always get a kick out of stuff like this, because I would think you'd want your boat in the water. I would think that would be the ideal situation. So one thing you're going to see more and more of is banks not tolerating being blamed financially when things go wrong. There is a Nigerian finance company, a fintech company called Tingo and Agri, and Deutsche Bank was warned and sent notices to people that this company was a complete scam, complete and utter scam, and that all the financials were completely made up, and that people need to do what they can do to run from this company. So what happens? They get charged from the SEC, and Deutsche Bank steps forward and says, wait a second, we've been warning you guys about this since we found out about it, and we sent 11 emails. And what Deutsche Bank did, which read the story below because it's kind of cool, they went out and said, we're not going to be blamed for this. You're not going to sit there and say this is on us, because we warned you guys 11 times. So you're going to see more scams like that. And the other thing is that there are a tremendous amount of TikTokers that talk about, hey, you just got to get real estate, get into real estate, use creative financing, do what you can do to get into the homes, because they're only going to go up. You're going to see real estate go up 10% a year, and you don't want to lose out in these opportunities. Well, they're losing out in these opportunities. These people are completely upside down right now, and there's a great article below about how these people convinced other people to buy property under any means possible, and now they're completely upside down financially. So kiss of death, guys, kiss of death. You're going to see more and more of this as we move forward in 2024. But I also found another TikTok as I was researching this, talking about how, what do you do as a lender when you find out that they faked pay stubs? And in this world, guys, from somebody that's dealt with banks a lot and dealt with getting people loans for their businesses, personally, everything, it's very difficult right now to do this. You're really stupid to do this, because there's ways to verify things that you don't have any knowledge of. But lenders are seeing more and more people that are doing the old, 1988 deal where they fake pay stubs. So this is the absolute kiss of death for you when they find this out. Because what they're also doing is they're also reporting people to other banks that they found this fraud. So will they give out personal information? No, but will they sit there and if you don't think that there's a warning list out there of bad banks and bad problems, you're kidding yourself right now. So, let me know what you guys think about this. All these people, buy real estate. It's crazy. But you're starting to see problems come because people have to make the payments. And because of the high carrying costs of everything involved with owning these properties, they're losing these properties. So, give you guys an idea of where I'm at. There's that lighthouse way over there that I always walk by. Okay. And I'm in the warehouse side over here. But this is just a beautiful, calm area this morning. It's really nice. So something a little different. But they have these condos that are millions of dollars on the water. And, you face the street. Oh, you want to face the ocean? It's $250,000 more. Absolutely crazy. But let me know what you guys think about all this. And look out for the email, too. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. A couple fascinating things. The United States gained over 1 million square feet of land this year. Didn't buy anything. It just had a sea shelf that shifted forward, and the land became available and became large enough and high and not within the water enough that we could claim it here in the United States. Now, the advantage to doing this is that you get to claim its resources. So if there's oil or anything fun like that, gold, minerals, or anything like that, they can say that it's theirs. The next thing is that fingerprints. We all thought every fingerprint was unique. Well, they're determining with AI that not all fingerprints are unique, and that the best thing that you can do if you commit a crime is make sure you leave, different fingers as your calling card. Maybe a thumb, maybe a finger, maybe your middle finger, things like that. Okay? So, final story. is they are kicking Greta Thunberg out of this year's World Economic Forum for the climate because she's an old hag. And they're going to go with Sam Altman, the guy from OpenAI. So they're going to choose him and not Greta and move forward. I want to show you guys something as I close this out. They're bringing the forklift over there to grab a boat. Now, this would be solid gold if you dropped it. But so they get close to it. You can watch this. He stopped. He didn't finish. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very, very soon.